Hello, you are listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly local affairs show. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. On this edition of Local Motion, we'll discuss the opioid epidemic. We have three interviews on tap that will look at the issue from a national, state, and local level. At first glance, the statistics are staggering. Overdose is the number one killer of Americans under the age of 50, and Colorado is significantly affected by the opioid epidemic. According to data from the Colorado Department of Health Care Policy and Financing, in 2015, approximately one Coloradan died every 36 hours from opioid overdose. On a national level, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, opioids were involved in 42,249 deaths in 2016. Overdose deaths were five times higher in 2016 than in 1999. West Virginia has the highest rate of opioid overdose deaths in the country, followed by Ohio and New Hampshire. President Donald Trump declared the crisis to be an opioid epidemic. To get some background information and to localize the issue a little bit, KVNF News spoke with Jason Kleckler, Chief Administrator at Delta County Memorial Hospital. We began by asking him if he agrees with President Trump's declaration of an epidemic.
Yes, I do. And I think it now has become what I would classify as a national healthcare emergency. The opioid crisis has, been a growing issue over the past several years, but, now they estimate about 64,000 people die every year from an overdose of an opioid, and it's rapidly becoming one of the leading causes of death in the U.S. I think that they estimate over $500 billion a year is spent on dealing with the opioid issue nationwide, and so yes, I agree. I wouldn't even call it a crisis at this point. I think it's a national emergency.
And let's try and localize it a little bit. How has the epidemic manifested at Delta County Hospital?
So we certainly have an issue with it, but I would venture to say that it's not as significant as seeing in some communities on the East Coast, in Appalachia, in the Midwest. However, it's still a serious concern. We have been working with our emergency department, our outpatient clinic, and within the hospital to try and curtail the prescriptions and the usage, but also to try and work on alternatives to treat pain. And with that, we've integrated acupuncture into several of our clinics, and that's been scientifically shown to be beneficial. I think one of the other things, whether we're talking about it on a regional or local level or national level, is we need to make sure that it's an all-hands-on-deck approach. We're, tackling it from all aspects of the healthcare community. But also we need to work on reducing the stigma around addiction. Addiction is a disease, and it's something that is treatable, and I think whatever we can do to reduce the stigma, I think it will certainly lead to better outcomes in our own community. But it's certainly a concern within Delta County.
Do you feel like the public is adequately informed about the crisis?
No, I don't. I think the information that's getting out is certainly improving. And we're reaching out to a variety of places like schools. I think with the recent declaration from the White House, I think it helps to bring attention, but we also need funding. And I think many folks don't really understand the magnitude of the issue. So I think we need to do better about getting the word out.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges in facing the problem? Do you think it is the lack of funding, or is it a lack of treatment centers, or a lack of information? What would you say is the biggest problem?
I would say all the above. I think we need to start with awareness. I think that we need to also realize that people are in pain, whether it's from, you know, a chronic injury or from an acute injury. And I think we need to look at alternative ways of treating pain. There are less addictive medications that can be utilized that have shown even better results than an opioid. But I also think we need to tackle it from a public information standpoint and really help people to understand the magnitude of the issue.
And you mentioned the declaration that came from the White House. A lot of politicians are talking about it, from the president on down to local leaders. What do you think is the one thing they could do to help fight the problem?
You know, I think the biggest thing right now is to provide funding. And I think with funding hospitals, treatment centers, you know, behavioral health therapists can begin to address it, whether that's, you know, helping somebody work through the addiction, helping them withdraw from drugs, but also just from a public information standpoint. So I'd really love to see some funding, you know, come out to assist communities.
That was Jason Kleckler, Chief Administrator at Delta County Memorial Hospital. He talked about several of the problems involved with the opioid epidemic, from lack of funding to lack of treatment centers to the very real stigma that opioid addicts face when they try to get treatment. But it's not all bad news. Kleckler talked about a recently completed pilot program by the Colorado Hospital Association that might offer a treatment path and better results in the opioid epidemic. Here's Kleckler.
Absolutely. So kind of interestingly, the Colorado Hospital Association has really taken the lead on this issue in the state of Colorado. And they held an opioid summit yesterday, and they released quite a bit of information from a pilot study that was done with 10 ERs throughout the state. And amazingly enough, their goal was to reduce opioid prescriptions by 15%, and on average, all 10 hospitals reduced it by 36%. You know, honestly, I believe what CHA is doing right now could be a model that we, you know, market out to other communities and other states. I think their results are quite remarkable.
You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. I'm Eric Gould. In our discussion about the opioid epidemic, we've heard from Jason Kleckler, Chief Administrator at Delta County Memorial Hospital. He talked about an encouraging pilot program in Colorado that might offer a model for the entire country. The Colorado Hospital Association, or CHA, recently released a report about a pilot program it conducted. The CHA worked in conjunction with other organizations on a common goal, which was to reduce the number of prescriptions for opioids by participating hospitals and emergency rooms by 15%. To find out about the study, KVNF News spoke with Diane Rossi McKay, Clinical Manager of Quality Improvement with the CHA.
Well, as you probably know, the opioid epidemic is a true issue in Colorado and across the nation, with overdoses now as the leading cause of death for people under the age of 50. CHA represents nearly all the hospitals in Colorado, and our members did express an interest in having CHA work with them on a focused opioid safety initiative. So we developed a strong collaboration with our partners, including the Colorado chapter of the American College of Emergency Physicians, the Colorado Consortium for Prescription Drug Abuse Prevention, Telegen, and Colorado Emergency Nurses Association. The goal was to implement, to reduce administration of opioids among emergency department physicians. We wanted to do that by 15%. We did that by implementing some new guidelines that Colorado ACEP put together. And we only implemented one section of those guidelines, and that section was focused on what we call alternatives to opioids, or ALTOs.
Let's fill in some background. From the pilot program report, we learn that the most common cause of emergency room visits is pain, and the most common treatment for that pain is a prescription for an opioid. However, opioids are not only ineffective for some patients, but have a high incidence of side effects and adverse reactions, most notably severe addiction. The CHA's pilot program attempted to reduce the number of prescriptions for opioids in ERs by 15%. This was accomplished through the use of alternatives to opioids, or ALTOs.
ALTOs are alternatives to opioids, and generally what happens, a patient comes into the emergency department, and the first thing that with pain, with any kind of pain, and generally a physician will give them an opioid, and they use that to cover all kinds of pain. In this particular pilot, rather than giving an opioid as a first-round treatment, physicians and providers were giving what we call alternatives to opioids, which are medications such as ketamine or gabapentin, something totally different, and they were using opioids as what we call a rescue drug.
Does that mean opioids as a rescue drug as kind of a last step? If nothing else works, they go to that?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The alternatives to opioids were given for things such as kidney pain or broken bones or migraine headaches. We had six specific pathways that we were focused on for giving these alternatives to opioids. And we would try those alternatives and try those on those six specific pathways. Actually, we tried them on all kinds of pain. And then if that didn't work, we'd give an opioid.
The pilot program created some impressive results. The goal of the program was a reduction in the number of opioid prescriptions in emergency rooms by 15%. In the end, the emergency rooms in the program reduced opioid prescriptions by 36%.
The goal was to reduce the use of opioids by 15%. You're right, we did reduce by 36%, and I think there were several things that we can attribute that to. Our hospitals reported, number one, that it was really an easy pilot to implement. There was a lot of support from CHA and from networking from other hospitals. Some of the providers told us that they felt really empowered having these new ALTOs to use a new tool in their toolkit. Many other providers didn't really know or understand how to use ALTOs. At the same time, I think the public is becoming well aware of the opioid epidemic, so there were some patients, once they learned what was going on, they actually went into the emergency department and said, "I don't want an opioid. Do you have anything else for me to use?"
Eight hospitals and 10 emergency rooms from around the state participated in the pilot program. None of them were in the KVNF listening area. The closest participant was Gunnison Valley Health. Two other participants in the pilot program were rural hospitals, Yampa Valley Medical Center, and Sedgwick County Health Center. Rossi McKay said that there are differences between rural and urban hospitals when it comes to opioid treatment, and each hospital had to adjust to the pilot program in its own way.
Well, I think there are a variety of differences, but one in particular we noted was that the rural hospitals, sometimes the patients actually drive past the urban facilities to go to a rural hospital thinking that it's easier to obtain opioids after they've kind of gotten their fill of the opioids in the urban setting. One hospital in particular is located on Sedgwick, since you have the list of hospitals, located on the Colorado-Nebraska border that is has two interstates, and there's that Nebraska line. So there are different challenges at each hospital, so each hospital had to implement this pilot and individualize it according to their community needs. Every single hospital, no matter where they were located, they were all highly successful. You probably saw that by the results that the goal was 15%. Every hospital doubled that at least.
The success of the pilot program has prompted CHA to look into ways to repeat and expand it on multiple levels?
Moving forward, yes. We do want to implement it, roll it out, disseminate it statewide. Because it was so successful, we recognize that it's scalable to every hospital, not only in the state of Colorado, but nationally. So we're fine-tuning some things, and we expect to begin that cascading and that rollout early spring and to carry that forward throughout 2018.
While the pilot program offers what might be called a solution to one small part of the opioid epidemic, there are many different levels of treatment that need to be addressed if the overall battle is to be won.
Here's what I like to say about that, Eric. Solutions are like a mosaic, and this is one piece of that mosaic that fits in there, and there are so many other solutions out there. CHA was just awarded a grant, and we're collaborating with the Office of Behavioral Health, the Colorado Office of Behavioral Health, to institute what we call a medication-assisted treatment program that will help expand access to for folks who are substance use or opioid use disorder. So that will extend into the primary care facilities and out of the ED. So that's another ED pilot that we'll be implementing very soon. There are also a number of legislative items in the Colorado Capitol right now, and CHA is supporting and keeping an eye on a number of those issues. So I think there are all kinds of things that are going on here in our state as well as nationally that we are looking at and supportive of. So each one of those coming together, like I said, are little pieces of that mosaic that we're all fitting together. And as long as we've got a common goal, I think we're going to be making some progress this year.
That was Diane Rossi McKay of the Colorado Hospital Association. She talked with KVNF News about a pilot program in Colorado that banded together 10 emergency rooms that successfully worked toward lowering the amount of prescribed opioids for pain management. In our final segment here on Local Motion, we'll go to Grand Junction and talk with AmeriCorps member Ariana Sherman, who is part of AmeriCorps Colorado's Community Opioid Response Program. The program focuses on prevention rather than intervention and sponsors outreach programs to schools and communities. The program is a little over a year old and recently secured funding for a second year. Sherman spoke with KVNF News and talked about the program.
So the Community Opioid Response Program is a statewide initiative. It's to help local communities lower their impact of opioid abuse. And there are three ways that they wanted to do that: by focusing on the public, youth, and provider education. For youth, we go to schools and youth clubs, and we help provide them Rise Above Not Prescribed lesson plans, which is all about the appropriate and inappropriate use of opiates, and of course, the dangers associated with them. For the public, we wanted to focus on take-back events for prescription medication, making sure that the locals knew best way to get rid of them for their leftovers medication, of course. And then for provider education, we really wanted to focus on the safe prescribing methods and pain management so that they could learn how to best serve their communities as well.
Okay, and why don't you tell me a little bit about the opioid problem here in Western Colorado? Are there specific issues that are different here as opposed to Denver? And why did Grand Junction get chosen for the response program?
What was chosen was Delta County. For my area, it's Delta County, Montrose, Ouray, and Telluride. And then, of course, there are others that are posted around in other counties. Different because the Western Colorado doesn't get the same resources. They don't have treatment centers. They're unable to get them. So that's why it's so different from the Front Range. Whereas the Front Range, everything is right there. People have an easier time getting to the help that they need. And so for the Western side, we are trying to make sure that people are staying aware of the problem, and slowly and surely, hopefully, that the treatment centers will start and the resources will start pouring in.
Okay, and why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the experiences you've had with opioid addicts? What have you learned, and what has been surprising for you? And from what they've told you, what are some of the biggest challenges they face?
I have talked to maybe one or two person about them. Of course, the most challenging thing I would say is the stigma they face, the shame and the rejection. also, of course, the addiction, so hard to get off of it. The consequences of that, being able to, you know, really drop it, because there's been so many times that they've picked it back up. No matter how many times they try to quit, it's so, so hard. Really, our program really focuses on prevention versus intervention. So we really don't deal too much with that. The program really focuses on the local community in bringing awareness to them about the problem, what to do, what possible things that they could do to help their own communities, and provide the resources, again, for prevention versus intervention.
What are some of the biggest obstacles you face? Is it a need for funding? Is it a need for more treatment centers?
So honestly, the biggest obstacle, I would say probably the treatment centers. There's just not enough. Now that the problem is finally gaining attention, I think that's one of the things that we really need are the treatment centers, and be able to provide a safe space for people to come in and really get help. And of course, another biggest obstacle is going to be, again, stigma. So hard for people to feel okay and go and get help when they face so much shame and when they face so much judgment, things like that. And so we're trying to kind of break through that and really open people's minds up and realizing that this could be anybody. This could be your neighbor, your friend, your family member that this could happen to. It's a substance use disorder. It's not a choice that people often make when they do something like this, when they get into something like this.
And you mentioned now that the word is getting out, and you talk a little bit about the stigma. Do you feel like the public is adequately informed about the nature of this epidemic?
No, that's actually one of my biggest goals, is to really get people become more aware of the problem and really start to do something about it. I'd really like them to band together and try to help their own communities, because that's one of the problems, is the public isn't really aware just how much of a problem it really is. And that's basically one of our goals, really.
And we've seen politicians have kind of taken up the cause, from the president on down to state and local leaders. What would you like to see from them that would help the most?
Right now, what they're doing is actually really already is quite a lot. I'm really happy that they're already building awareness. They're trying to do something with it. So it's really great. I hope that this momentum keeps going. There are some resources that local communities can do now to learn more about the issue. If they really wanted to understand a little bit better about the opioid issue, people can go to TakeMedSeriously.org. If they really wanted to understand how to get rid of their own medication, they could go to TakeMedsBack.org to find a location, or they'll also list different ways that you could get rid of it on your own if you don't have a location nearby, if there's not an event coming up. Those are some of the things that they could possibly get started in their own community. I'd like to really have this program be sustainable. It is grant-based. So right now, we're approved for year two, and we're really excited. So anyone who'd like to join in on the cause and would like to join in, please, they can go to AmeriCorps website, even be able to do this exactly what I'm doing, because they're looking for people for next year. That's one of the things they could do, is become involved or help in the events. We would always love volunteers. I'd really like people to be involved in terms of, you know, if you really want to see something in the community, like a collection site, or you'd like your schools to be more involved in making sure that kids are learning this type of stuff with, opioid awareness, reach out to me, have me come into schools, youth clubs to talk about Not Prescribed, or go to providers, the clinics, and get them aware that they want this, or, you know, different things like that. Really come to these events and support it.
And what is your contact info if someone wants to get a hold of you?
So it'll be ArianaS@WCAHEC.org.
That was AmeriCorps volunteer Ariana Sherman talking about the Community Opioid Response Program. You are listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. In this edition of Local Motion, we've been discussing the opioid epidemic. As we've noted in this report, politicians on every level have been taking up the cause of battling the opioid epidemic. President Trump labeled it a national emergency. Here's Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper from his State of the State address 2 weeks ago, when he addressed the opioid problem. The governor identified the epidemic as one of the major problems for lawmakers to address in the upcoming legislative session.
We need to halt the opioid epidemic that continues to destroy
lives and families and disproportionately affects our rural communities.
And local politicians are also looking at the opioid problem during this year's legislative session at the State House. Speaker of the House, Chrisanta Durant, spoke about it in her opening remarks to the state legislature. She highlighted a package of bills to address the opioid epidemic, marshaling the expertise of lawmakers, public health officials, first responders, law enforcement, and the pharmaceutical companies that develop these wildly addictive and highly profitable drugs. At the moment, there are at least four bills waiting to be introduced and debated at the State House that deal with the opioid epidemic in Colorado. Stay tuned to KVNF as the legislative session goes on and the bills are submitted for debate. Diane Rossi McKay of the Colorado Hospital Association called the opioid epidemic a mosaic with many problems and solutions. Here on this edition of Local Motion, we've heard about just some of those pieces in the mosaic. Delta County Memorial Hospital Administrator Jason Kleckler talked about the local nature of the problem. He and Ariana Sherman of the Community Opioid Response Program both talked about the stigma that surrounds opioid addiction and how hard it is for patients to seek treatment. They talked about lack of funding being the primary obstacle for health professionals as they try to battle against this nationwide epidemic. Proper treatment facilities are also needed, and the gap between treatment in rural and urban hospitals needs to be bridged. Rossi McKay gave us a picture of a pilot program with much potential to curb opioid abuse. One of the main problems in the epidemic is that doctors are overprescribing opioids in emergency rooms, especially for pain management. Seeking out alternatives to opioids, or ALTOs, has reduced the number of opioid prescriptions by 36% in select ERs and hospitals. The Colorado Hospital Association hopes to expand its program both on a state and national level as the battle against opioid addiction continues. This has been Local Motion on KVNF, our weekly local affairs show. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.
Shaking in your mountain town.